You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba, and it is Super Bowl week, so let's talk some football and theater. Candlestick is the latest production from San Francisco theater company Campo Santo. The drama follows a group of longtime Bayview residents and 49ers fans tailgating during the team's final season at Candlestick Park. And it explores the changing face of the Bay Area before the Niners move to Santa Clara. Lead actor Donald Lacey sat down with KALW's Janae Darden to talk about the show and his life in East Oakland. And by the way, he's a lifelong Raiders fan.
So the play Candlestick is about family, and it's the last season that the Niners are playing actually in San Francisco.
Yes.
So who do you play?
I play Lyle, who is the patriarch of the 49er nation. He's been coming to 49ers since he was a little bitty boy. It's his whole life. And now he's faced with this process, the prospect of no longer being able to come from where he used to walk to the stick. And it's a real stretch because I grew up a diehard Raider fan.
I was going to ask you where you're a Niners
moved.
Fan.
This is the toughest. So I used to hate the Niners because it was San Francisco and Oakland. That's how it was us
so
against
So this is
it.
Real acting.
Girl, I'm the biggest Niner fan. This is the greatest acting challenge of my career. But it's really Ben Fisher, the writer, is a genius. It's really about family. It's also about gentrification, what happened to black people in San Francisco, or how we have pretty much disappeared. I think it's down to 3%.
Yeah, it's very low. Yeah.
Black population, or whatever it is. It's about that whole movement. It's one of those, when the show is over, you just feel, ugh, because you go through so many different human emotion. And it's really, if people want to feel, in a theater where we're doing it, ACT's costume shop, it's so intimate. I'm as close to the audience as I am to you right now. Mm-hmm. So you really feel the human experience.
Where did you grow up in Oakland?
I grew up in East Oakland.
That's right.
107th and East 14th.
That's the deep east.
Yeah.
That's what they call it now.
I grew up in the mid to late 60s at the height of the Black Consciousness Movement. Mm-hmm. The Black Panthers were very present, which contributed to my conscious raising. So growing up in that environment where Oakland was the best black city in the world, there was always a good mix of folk from all ethnicities and walks of life. But it was, for the most part, as we saw it, as a black city, and it was a safe city. You know, we would play in the summertime out till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Nobody got shot. There'd be a few fights.
Right, right.
But that's the backdrop that I grew up in. And I always tell the youngsters I mentor now, I wish I could take you in a time capsule and show you the Oakland I grew up in. And then you could see, as compared to it is now, how great we were and how that's what we need to aspire to get back to, a real sense of community.
When I met you, they said you were the governor.
Yes,
unofficially. Of
I'm the governor. So, you know, yeah, whatever that entails. I don't get no salary. But no, I think because of my community activism and my reach to young people are my passion. I love young people. I learn from, I always tell people, you know, you work with young people. What's that teaching experience about? I always have to correct them and say, you mean that learning experience? Because I don't know nothing about, you know, what it's like from a young person's perspective to be in this instant age, this social media age, where everything you do is under a microscope, where there's peer pressure, where there's pressure about sexual identity and this and that, and all the isms and schisms that young people confront. So when I'm in a room of young people, after I say who I am and tell them my story, I listen. I want to learn. I want to hear from you. And the reward for me of working with young people is I learn just as much as I teach.
And I know you came up with the motto, Oakland's motto, love life. I think definitely growing up in East Oakland, there's a pain and a beauty to it.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what it is, pain and beauty, yes.
I know you experienced the pain, losing your daughter to a shooting. And that I understand that inspired the love life motto. Can you share?
Absolutely, and thank you for asking. My daughter, Loisha, Adama Lacey Loiche is a combination of the Nigerian and Igbo dialect, and it means love life. I gave her that name maybe a day and a half after she was born because of the way she came into the world. I delivered her on 580 freeway while driving. True story.
Amazing.
I had one hand on the wheel and one hand between her mom's leg, pulling her head. And, you know, in fact, on her birth certificate, she came out right over there by 73rd on 580, right mm-hmm. around between 73rd and 98, somewhere in there. And I gave her that name because the Bible says the name of a person should aptly describe the attributes. And I figured she was so eager and had such a lust and love for life, she couldn't wait to get to the hospital. So that's why I gave her that name. And her birth certificate says, place of birth, 580 freeway.
Wow, really?
Attending physician, Donald Lacey. She was just an incredible young lady. She was vibrant. She was always at a 10. You know, she was always just, she was just full of loving, wonderful energy. And her name really did describe her. So, unfortunately, when I was in Los Angeles at the time working, October 20, 1997, she was picked up, her and a friend of hers, by a young man in the neighborhood. She was coming from her part-time job at McDonald's, and he lived around the corner from them, and he offered them a ride. But sometime between the time he picked him up and the time he stopped near her house, right around the corner, someone followed them in a car with four men. Mm-hmm. And apparently, this young man had gotten in a dispute or something, and they were looking for him. So, and they didn't know who was in the car because he had tinted windows or whatever. So anyway, when the car stopped, the four men parked about a block away, ran up on the front, shooting at him. And my daughter was sitting behind him, and the other young lady was in the front, and he ducked, and she caught the majority of the gunfire. Mm-hmm. And quite naturally, you know, like any parent, I was devastated to lose. But I'll never forget, that night, I was calling everybody that night, trying to find out what was going on, what was happening, why it happened, blah, blah, blah. But the last person I talked to at 7 in the morning was my grandmother, Mother Franklin, who lived to be almost 102 years old. And she told me, she said, what the devil meant for evil, God was going to turn to good. I put the word out because everybody was telling me, we think we know. Tell us, Mr. Lacey, we'll push that button. And I put the word out. The word even got out to the shot callers in San Quentin. Don't touch them dudes. It ain't about, you know, revenge. And I don't want that on my daughter's ledger. My daughter's death is going to stand for something good. And sure enough, you know, we started the Love Life Foundation. We didn't have no money. We were operating from a friend I went to college with, his house. You know, we had a couple thousand people, including Barbara Lee, the mayor at the time, L.U. Hurst. We marched from the spot where she was slain through the neighborhood where the killers was from. We had this vigil we would do on her birthday, which, by the way, this play that I'm doing opens on her birthday.
Oh, wow.
How serendipitous is
what,
that?
What a blessing,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just started doing the work. And Love Life was voted on April 5th, I believe, 2016, by a 5-3 vote. And it's now the model. All the entering Oakland signs say Love Life, not just to honor my daughter, but to honor anybody whose life has been taken and to remind us this is what we need to do. So it's not lost on me. My daughter's mission before she came into the world was to put this message out.
That was Camposanto actor Donald Lacey speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can catch Donald in the show Candlestick. It's playing at ACT's Costume Shop Theater through this weekend.